Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains folk stories associated with wolves. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The crickets are singing in the swamp as the sun sets behind the mossy trees. Your kayak floats lazily through the water, and as you begin to relax, a howl cuts through the air. Turning, you see a massive wolf-like monster hip deep in the water and charging right for you. Killian, who is this creature?
The soggy wolf.
The soggy wolf. You're right.
It is?
No. It's the Rougarou. Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. So, Killian, as always, first things first, we have to thank our friends Mac and B for suggesting the Rougarou.
Thank you, Mac.
And B.
And B.
Mm-hmm. They just want to be called B, just the letter B.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. I have heard of the Rougarou before in various television shows that I've watched, but I don't know that you've ever heard of the Rougarou. Have you?
No.
Okay, so you've never heard. Let's learn a little bit about them since you don't really. So we're starting at zero for you. So you're going to learn all there is to know.
Square one.
There you go. That's exactly what I meant to say was square one. Simply put, the Rougarou is a werewolf living in Louisiana's swamps. They are tall, fur-covered humanoids that have dog-like heads with sharp teeth who are usually cursed people. So the stories of the Rougarou are as diverse as the spelling of its name, though they are all connected to French cultures through a common derived belief in the loup-garou.
I can try to spell Rougarou.
Try to spell it.
R-U-G-A-R-U.
That's so close. The way that it's commonly spelled, which apparently we spell a bunch of different ways, is R-O-U-G-A-R-O-U, but it can be spelled differently. So, but that was super close. I'm about to tell you some fun facts, and it's a great thing that we have a companion here on the couch with us, because did you hear what I said? It's derived from the belief of loup-garou, L-O-U-P, which Who is this in front of us?
Lupin.
Lupin is our little white dog. Yes. He's named after Harry Potter, but you're about to learn something fun.
I didn't know that Lupin was named after Harry Potter.
Yes, all of our, well, not all of them. A lot of our animals are named after Harry Potter. Lupin. Mommy and Daddy were in a cycle.
Like, Hoomst was named.
Lupin is named after a Harry Potter character. He's named after Professor Lupin, who turns into a werewolf. It's all going to come full circle in a second, folks. And we have Luna, who's named after Luna Lovegood. We have Tonks, who's named after Nymphadora Tonks. And we have Ariana, who is named after Dumbledore's... Dumbledore's sister, Ariana, she's a very tiny character. We really scraped the barrel with that one. And then we have June, who's not named after Harry Potter because we didn't name her. Killian did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you broke the Harry Potter curse.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
I named her that because of the month.
Well, and also.
And we also.
You liked that song.
And we also. That's when we got her.
He liked the name, the song Johnny and June. So she's technically named after June Carter, but he doesn't know that. Anyway, June Carter is the wife of Johnny Cash, who is a singer. She also was a singer, but anyway. Hold on, we have to go back to the Lupin thing because Lupin, you become very important to this story. Ready?
Yes.
The word loup, L-O-U-P, is the French word for wolf.
Lupin, please don't bite me.
But listen, think about that for a second. What did I tell you Lupin was named after?
Lupin.
Professor Lupin, who turns into a
werewolf.
Oh, my God. And Lupin, like lupine is a word for like dog-like. Lupine. So loup is the French word for wolf, and garou is a man who transforms into an animal. So the Rougarou legend has been spread for many generations, either directly from French settlers to Louisiana or via French Canadian immigrants from centuries ago. Do you know what Cajun is? What that word means? That's okay. Cajuns are Louisiana French ethnicity, mainly found in the southern parts of Louisiana and in the surrounding Gulf Coast states. Cajuns are famous for their rich cultural heritage, delicious food, and their unique French dialect referred to as Louisiana French. So with any group of settlers and colonists, we get an influx of legends. Just to give you an idea, in Princess and the Frog, the way that Ray talks is similar, is kind of along the same vein as Cajun dialect. Ray the little light bug. You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Yes.
Who is voiced by? Remember we learned this the other day. Jim Cummings.
It was Jim something.
Jim Cummings. I said it.
Yeah, Jim.
Who's done everybody's voice ever,
yes,
essentially.
Various.
All right. So, in the Cajun legends, the Rougarou is said to prowl the swamps around New Orleans and the sugarcane fields and the woodlands of the region. So, just like with other monsters, the Rougarou has been used to inspire fear and keep kids in line. It isn't uncommon for French Catholic followers to warn that the wolf-like beast will hunt down and attack Catholics who do not follow the rules of Lent. Lent is a... because I figured you would ask. Lent is a Catholic and Christian tradition in which a person gives up something for 40 days. Some people give up soda, TV, fast food, as well as a whole list of other things. This is done to test faith and is meant to bring a person closer to their faith. It's actually I don't remember when this episode is about to post, but around the time we are recording it, it's about to happen.
About to happen?
Lent, yes. You give up. It's like you give up some...
I'm not giving up anything.
You are not Catholic, so that's okay. You're not Catholic. You're fine. You don't have to give up anything. So it makes sense that devout Catholics who follow the rules of Lent would threaten a werewolf attack if someone did not keep up with their promises. This also ties in with old French Catholic loup-garou stories, in which the method for turning into a werewolf is to break Lent 7 years in a row.
Lupin wants to say something about this episode.
What does Lupin want to say? Oh, I wish that's how Lupin barked, but it's not. Lupin has a shrill bark. No, please don't do it. Okay. Another Cajun legend says that the Rougarou is only under the spell for 101 days. After that time, the curse is transferred from person to person when the Rougarou draws another human's blood. During that day, the creature returns to human form. Although acting sickly, the human refrains from telling others of the situation for fear of being killed. Another interesting story involves witches turning people into werewolves. In doing some research on witches in the Louisiana area, they have witch riders, which are like boo hags. Witches.
Oh, I thought witch riders were just like witches who made you write bad.
Made you what?
I thought witch riders
write.
Were...
You said write bad?
Yeah.
No, ride. R-I-D-E.
Oh, I thought it was writers, and I was like, I thought they would just cast spells to make you write.
Make you have bad penmanship?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That would never happen to me.
Your handwriting is pretty good.
Yeah.
I hope it always stays that way, because sometimes boys have pretty scary handwritings.
Scary?
Chicken scratch. Daddy has nice handwriting, though, so maybe you'll have nice handwriting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've gone off. See, Daddy's not up here, and we go off the rails. So witch riders are witches that ride you in your sleep and steal your energy from your dreams. These witches can turn people they don't like into werewolf henchmen or just curse them and set them free to wreak havoc. So basically, all of this is to say that a Rougarou is basically just a Cajun werewolf. What do you think about them so far?
See, they're not really scary, but I think they're misunderstood.
Because they're cursed. That's fair. Just like werewolves. Like werewolves in the traditional sense that we know them. They're just cursed. They can't help it. Their wolf instincts take over. Yeah, I get that. All right, so are you ready for a story? Your story is called Hunted in the Louisiana Swamps. In the heart of the Louisiana swamps, where the Spanish moss hung thick and the murky waters whispered secrets, Marie found herself separated from her family during a nature walk. Panic pounded in her heart as she stumbled through the tangled underbrush, calling out desperately for her parents. But her cries went unanswered and were swallowed by the eerie silence of the swamp. Nightfall painted the sky a deep purple, casting long shadows that danced among the cypress trees. Marie's footsteps faltered as she realized she was lost, alone in the wilderness. Fear coiled around her like serpents that slithered through the undergrowth. She started to run, hoping to find her way back. The dark purple sky was swallowed by the full darkness of night. As she pushed forward, a sense of unease crept down her spine. She felt eyes watching her from the shadows. Her heart thundered in her chest as she glanced around, searching for any signs of danger. She stepped near the swamp water and looked for any sign of life. Suddenly, a low growl pierced the stillness to her right, sending shivers down Marie's spine. She froze in terror as a pair of glowing red eyes emerged from the darkness, fixed on her with predatory intensity. The creature that stepped onto the shore of the swamp, bathed in yellow moonlight, was like something out of a nightmare. A towering fur-covered monster with razor-sharp claws and the head of a wolf. Its breath came in ragged snarls, filling the air with the scent of damp earth and death. Marie's mind raced as she realized she was face to face with a Rougarou, a creature whispered about in the hushed tones by the locals. Panic threatened to consume her, but she forced herself to stay calm, knowing that any sudden movement could provoke the beast. With trembling hands, she backed away slowly from the water, her heart pounding in her ears. But the Rougarou matched her every step, its eyes never leaving her as it closed in for the kill. But when it seemed that all hope was lost, a sudden commotion erupted from the murky waters nearby. A massive alligator burst from the depths, its jaws snapping shut with deadly precision as it lunged for the Rougarou. Caught off guard, the beast let out a guttural roar of surprise as the alligator's powerful jaws clamped down on its leg. In a flurry of fur and scales, they thrashed and fought, locked in a battle for survival. Seizing her chance, Marie turned and ran as fast as her legs could carry her, the sounds of the struggle fading into the distance behind her. She didn't dare look back, afraid of what she might see. Hours passed before Marie finally stumbled upon a familiar clearing where her family had set up their camp. Tears of relief streamed down her cheeks as she collapsed into her mother's arms, safe at last from the horrors of the swamp. But even as she clung to her loved ones, Marie knew that the memory of her encounter with the Rougarou would haunt her dreams for years to come. And though she had escaped with her life, she couldn't shake the feeling that the creature still lurked in the shadows, waiting to strike again. So what did you think?
I don't want to go to Louisiana anymore.
But you realize that every time we ask you where the next big place you want to go to and you say New Orleans, you know that New Orleans is in Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Okay. We could just avoid the swamps. How about that?
Yeah.
We could just stay in the city proper.
Yeah.
Killian really wants to go to New Orleans. Because when we went to the airport and he told the TSA guy that he liked spooky things, the man was like, then you have to go to New Orleans. So New Orleans is on his bucket list and Scotland. For obvious reasons.
And Sadie.
Sadie? What's Sadie?
Gigi said there's There's this way scary place called Sadie.
Sadie?
That's like
Haiti.
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 Yes.
Haiti. I was like, what?
Oh my God. She said it was called Sadie.
No, she said it was called Haiti. She knows what it's called.
Haiti. I want to go to Haiti.
Well, Haiti does have a very rich cultural history in the macabre and the occult and things like that. We'll talk about it later. Anyway.
Okay, I'll go.
So we've established that you would not want to meet the Rougarou.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We don't want to meet one. Well, either way, I think you're right that they're misunderstood, but they do seem dangerous. So thank you again to our friends Mac and B for suggesting the Rougarou. After your yawn, would you like to say thank you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Are you sleepy today?
A little.
Well,
I woke up at a very good time.
Oh, okay. Today's our day off from school, so we've been vegging. Anyway, all right, well, thank you guys for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
You have to come this way and say that.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember.
The cryptids are watching.
That was the most lackluster outro you've ever done.
The cryptids are watching.
That's better. Goodbye.
I'm a little sleepy.